The lives and habits of transgender people have been in the news a lot lately in Charlotte. The city council is expected to vote Monday on expanding the city's non-discrimination ordinance to include gay and transgender people. The debate over the ordinance has focused on public restrooms. A play staged by Queen City Theater Company provides another setting for the discussion, a hidden bungalow in the Catskill Mountains in the 1960s. It's a regional premiere of Casa Valentina, a play written by Harvey Fierstein. The show opened on Thursday night, and reporter Nick De La Canal has this inside look.
At the start of Casa Valentina, a man in a tight pink muumuu sits at a posh vanity. He touches up his lipstick and applies some rouge, and he wiggles along to the music on the radio.
I'm a girl, and by me that's only great. I am proud that my silhouette is curvy, that I walk with the sweet and girlish gait, with my hips kind of swivelly and swirly.
In another room, a woman sits on a sofa, shucking peas, preparing supper for the half dozen other men who will soon arrive at the house. And one by one, they do. Their heels clicking, dresses swishing, wigs bouncing. They pour each other drinks, break out the embroidery, and, once fully settled, begin the business meeting. Playwright Harvey Fierstein has written several shows featuring men in women's clothing. He wrote Kinky Boots and La Cage aux Folles, among others. But in this latest work, the characters aren't campy queens in six-inch stilettos. No, by day, these characters are manly, heterosexual men. Some have wives and children. One is even a venerable judge. But on the weekends, they leave all that behind and travel to a hidden retreat deep in the Catskill Mountains, where they're safe to let out their inner women.
I'm excited to see it all come together. I really am.
This is director Glenn Griffin at a dress rehearsal earlier this week. Audiences will probably wonder, if the characters are straight and they're not drag queens, are they transgender? Griffin says yes. Well, kinda.
Like, the author never comes out and says these are possibly transgender, but they are trying to live their life more as women.
Keep in mind, the play is set in 1962. The word transgender didn't enter the lexicon until a few years later. We know two of the characters, Valentina and Charlotte Price, are based on real transvestites in the 60s who would, as they got older, live their lives as women full time. But that doesn't describe all of the characters.
Some do say that they do it for sexual gratification. Some don't understand why they do it, that they love to do it. And that is something of who they are.
This leads to complications when Charlotte, based on the real trans activist Virginia Prince, proposes the group go public as part of a national visibility campaign. The girls are forced to question whether they should come out of the closet, and if they do, as what? The actors have spent a lot of time coming up with their own answers to that question, and they've also prepared for their roles in ways more physical. Barry Newkirk, who plays the young Audrey Hepburn-like Miranda, spent the previous night learning how to shave his legs.
It took probably half an hour, and then I realized today that there were some spaces I missed, so I had to kind of go back in.
Can I actually see? Oh, wow. Yeah, it's pretty smooth.
Yeah, took a while. A couple of razors, too. Yeah.
Also performing his drag debut is Matthew Corbett. He plays the venerable judge, or, as a woman, Amy. Though at 6'5", he's more linebacker than female impersonator.
I've got a size 16 foot, which I gave these guys a heads up when they invited me into this project. I said, start looking for shoes now.
And they did find him a pair of hot pink pumps that he wears quite well. Director Glenn Griffin says a few of the men do have past experience performing as nightclub drag queens.
But that's not what you really want.
No, I didn't want drag at all. I really didn't, because sometimes with drag, you get, you know, like, especially modern drag now, you get a lot of that shading of the nose and all this kind of stuff. And I love drag. I mean, I love drag, you know, but that's not, these are men trying to be real women.
Real women who wear more subdued makeup and more sensible heels. Each dress in this production was custom made for the actors using actual patterns from the time period. And every wig is styled in an authentic 60s hairdo. After all, this show revolves around authenticity. Each character has to figure out who or what they are authentically inside. If all goes right, audiences will leave the theater with a better understanding of men who feel like women, and, perhaps, what it means to be true to your inner self. Casa Valentina plays at the Duke Energy Theater at Spirit Square from now until February 27th. For WFAE News, I'm Nick Della Canale.